Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chiefs have been going through this left tackle carousel all year long. And I think the order of the ways they've gotten to each of these answers, I think, is telling. But what you've gotten as of late is that Joe Tooney got that left tackle spot after Wanya Morris was essentially yanked for DJ Humphreys. They bring in DJ Humphreys to take over that spot. He gets you through most of that game and then exits with a hamstring. So now DJ Humphreys has been out ever since, and Joe Tooney has held on to the left tackle job, and he's played pretty well. There was a tweet going around about, like, Joe Tooney has the highest PFF grade amongst any left tackles in the last 3 weeks, and that's not true. It's just an untrue post. Inaccurate. But I think the entire conversation has to start with a blanket of appreciation to toss over Joe Tooney, because he's done something extremely important for this offense since he's been at left tackle. He deserves a ton of credit for being a guard who can play tackle and can do it at a high level. And he's proven that they can win games and run the offense with him at left tackle. That's enormous. That is absolutely incredibly valuable, because the Chiefs told you in week two, we do not think that Kingsley Suamataia can right now, or really is going to become, a guy who we can win playoff games with him at left tackle in his rookie season. With Wanya Morris, they eventually said, we don't think we can do this consistently. There were too many similar issues. Playing through the knee issue is one thing. The technique stuff against the Raiders, hard to watch. So they bring in DJ Humphreys, give him like the rest of the salary cap space they have, essentially. He gets hurt. Tooney holds the job in the meantime. So it's huge what Joe Tooney has done successfully to this point, but the Chiefs have shown you that this was not plan A, that was Kingsley, plan B, Wanya Morris, plan C, DJ Humphreys. This might be plan D, having Joe Tooney at left tackle and Mike Caliendo at left guard. There are a couple of things that I think can add to this overall conversation that might help contextualize what Tooney has done so far. Pro Football Focus is not a biblical source to me. I'm not arguing that it's entirely beyond reproach. I'm going to give you a couple of different sources here to build this all up. So before you text in about how PFF is, you know, nonsense, faux science or whatever, just I'm going to set it up from a couple angles. But Joe Tooney against the Steelers in a game that I thought he played pretty well. Now, what the Chiefs did in that game is another thing. He got a 58.1 grade from PFF. That's the second worst overall grade of the season, which is only better than his first start at left tackle, week 15 against the Browns. He got a 68 in his second week as a starter against the Texans, which is closer to his usual standard there. But over his three games at left tackle, Joe Tooney has about a 58 grade from PFF, allowing 14 pressures on 128 real pass rush snaps. Meanwhile, Caliendo has been the lowest graded left guard in football over the last 3 weeks and the second lowest graded guard in football, according to PFF, since he's been in the starting lineup. Seth Kaiser in the Chief of the North newsletter did a film review. So that's PFF and their numbers, right? In the newsletter, Seth goes through and charts Caliendo and Tooney's reps from the Texans game. And talking after the Steelers game, he didn't have anything that changed holistically from game two there. So from Seth's read, he said Tooney was okay at left tackle against Houston, but, quote, not great or even good, with a particular weakness to power rushes. Seth also has made the point that Tooney has been getting more help either from Chips on the outside or from Caliendo on the inside. He's been getting more help in kind of evening out his job at left tackle in a way that was not being given to Kingsley or Wanya Morris. I don't think that's a coaching mistake necessarily, but I think it's telling. Kingsley and Wanya were both out there to prove that they could eventually be this team's left tackle. The way that they've treated Tooney and the time to throw that I'll bring back in here in a second, the time to throw that Mahomes had against the Steelers on Christmas was so low, not that he only had so much time, but that he was getting the ball out quickly and proactively, which is a good thing, and multifaceted. But the Chiefs have been operating like they are bandaging the left tackle spot with Tooney, not like they're just running the standard offense the way they would with their top choice at left tackle. All of that going to say, we'll hear from Andy Reid in about 15 minutes, and we'll see if we end up hearing anything at left tackle. I'm guessing we'll get a little bit of a hint about week 18, but probably not the whole game plan. I think they're going to try to see DJ Humphries at left tackle against Denver, which I think is an objectively good idea. Get him those reps, even if he's your backup. But if he looks good against the Broncos on Sunday, I think there's a really, really, really good chance we get one more bye week for Humphries to get his body right again, and then it's Humphries, Tooney, Creed, Trey Smith, and Juwan Taylor for the divisional round of the playoffs. That's what I'm expecting. That's why I think it comes together that way. Tooney's been very, very helpful, but maybe just being a tiny bit over-evaluated because of the expectations of him being out there, the way the Chiefs have protected him, and how much better the offense has looked altogether. So, Drew, tell me if I'm crazy. I think most people are looking at Joe Tooney at left tackle and saying, hey, that's working better. Don't tinker with it unnecessarily. Where do you stand?
I think that's what I would say, just because, not along the lines of don't fix something that's not broke, because technically the fact that they are in the position they are by having to play Tooney at left tackle, they're broken in a way where obviously you mentioned A, B, C plans haven't gone your way, so you have to resort to plan D in that respect. But I think you're right, though, and give DJ Humphries, you know, the shot, see what he looks like, and even if he... I guess in my mind, I'll have a question for you too. If he gives you a C-plus game where, yeah, you know, there's moments, maybe he gets better as the game goes along, like in the first game that he played, but he doesn't give you a full, well-rounded performance. Is that enough for you to say, you know what, we're going to go with DJ and put Tooney at his original spot, or we're just going to stick with Tooney? Because again, look at what the offense has done in the last 2 weeks, 27, 29, in particular, you're talking about two playoff teams, and the Steelers' defense is very good, so that was maybe the best performance they had all season on Christmas. They looked wired to go, and they were ready, and they didn't slip up at all. I wonder if you just stick with Tooney because you look at what's happened the last 2 weeks, and unless DJ Humphries gives you a no pressures allowed, no sacks allowed performance, I don't know if you change anything up.
It's a very good question, because I do think that's the gray area. So I think for me, because the Broncos obviously have something to play for here. So if Humphrey goes out there, Humphries, I can't believe we're doing Humphries and Humphrey at left tackle and center. If DJ goes at, not Derek Johnson, if DJ Humphries goes out there against the Broncos on Sunday and has a really solid day against Nick Benito and the rest of them, I think it will become pretty easy for a lot of people to hop on the board and say, all right, you get Tooney back in his best position. Mm-hmm. That's easy. I don't know if it's easy for a lot of people, but I think it's logical. Your question's a very good one. What if he's out there, he doesn't get banged up, he stays healthy enough throughout it, you're not worried about him physically, but it's just kind of, let's say, a rusty game for him? I think his debut was a little bit rusty, and he got better as it went. Mm-hmm. If he goes out there and he is a... I'll just keep your metric. If it's like a C-plus type of game, I don't know. The good news is you get the bye week and you get a chance to review why it went poorly. Mm. I think it's the same thing that Tooney is doing a good job at avoiding right now. Are you losing against good players and dying a slow death? Or are you getting immediately beaten in a way that blows up the play? And I think if Humphries is losing in a way on Sunday that is tanking plays before Carson Wentz has a chance to set his back foot, then I don't think that's a guy you can play in the playoffs. And I don't think that's something that you can expect to get better with one more week of practice.
Agreed. Well, which is why you don't, like, to your point, you don't move Tooney to left guard for Wanya Morris to be the left tackle either.
Right.
Because he was having plays blown up within half a second.
Yes, and that because to me, that's the cardinal sin that the Chiefs have been willing to pull out the big vaudevillian cane and yank you off stage. Kingsley started losing fast. Wanye Morris started losing fast. Joe Tooney, and you may have already seen or heard this stat from Mike Sando on Christmas. Mike Sando of The Athletic tweeted, Mahomes' 2.34 average time to throw versus the Steelers was the fastest of his career, according to True Media. The fastest time to throw of his career. What Joe Tooney never did, to my memory, Joe Tooney never lost a rep that was so instantaneous that Mahomes didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes that was because Travis Kelce was given a little shove and trying to reset the balance of the defender before escaping back out into a route. Sometimes it was because Caliendo was overextending to help Tooney's interior so Tooney could focus on the outside. You are relying on other guys on your line. By the way, also a little side note, I know Juwan Taylor, penalty issues, that's an ongoing thing. We're all pretty aware of that. Good day against T.J. Watt.
Didn't hear his name come up, that being T.J. Watt, or I guess Juwan Taylor, which is a good thing for an offensive lineman. Didn't hear his name come up really at all whatsoever.
The one that I remember was when T.J. Watt fell and then held on to Juwan Taylor as he went down and drew a flag there. I'm sure T.J. Watt gets held all the time and doesn't get the calls, but that one was pretty soft. That was not a Juwan Taylor alignment penalty, you know, where it's like, man, yeah, please just like think about it for 1 second. All of that being said, one of the things with the time to throw that I think is obviously married with both of the tackle plays and everything is that Mahomes was getting rid of the ball very quickly, oftentimes by choice. There's a lot of RPO stuff that was just hammering the Steelers. Felt like they were never ready. They never had a correct answer for a run pass option, which is partially the nature of why you do call RPOs. You give the offense a chance to take two different paths. You got to be ready for either of them, or show one answer and then execute a different one. But the Chiefs were moving quickly in their offense, but it felt like it was in rhythm. It wasn't insanely hurried. It wasn't terribly rushed, which I think has been that's the downside of this super low time to throw. And so like a couple of texts here. Someone says, Mahomes is the most comfortable with Tooney at left tackle. I wouldn't mess with it until you have to mess with it. I understand that entirely. I don't know where the Mahomes comfort level thing actually settles in, because I think Mahomes was more comfortable with the game plan that they've had with Tooney. Again, giving him a little extra help over there, understandably, because he is a guard playing tackle and he's been playing it at a pretty high level. But I think he's comfortable with the game plan there. And then again, specifically against the Steelers, when everything is moving as quickly as it is for, I think, game plan reasons by and large. And it means he's got a full array of receivers. His pass catchers are back. And so they're getting open, so he has a place to go with the football instead of constantly having to survey for 3 seconds, bail out, and then try to make something magical happen. It's fun when Mahomes does that, but it's cool when he doesn't have to do that. I don't know about the comfort of it all. I think Patrick Mahomes would love for DJ Humphries to be out there and to give him any reason to become comfortable with him, because now the Chiefs can do a little bit more of their five out route combos. That Travis Kelce doesn't have to be there to give an extra little chip because they're putting him on an island. Alternatively, maybe the Chiefs are going to see this as being a little bit of a revisiting of how they do treat their tackles who need some help, because especially 2 weeks into his NFL career, you could have given Kingsley a little bit more help in those games. They didn't. Again, I think they're acknowledging this as a bandage. So, and then again, Taylor with the penalties, he at least two of those were like real judgment calls. The false starts and the alignment things, that is frustrating because those become very stressful. And then also a texter that says they run between the tackles better with Tooney at guard. I think there's absolutely truth to that as well. And then a question about Juwan Taylor saying, was TJ Watt playing with a hurt ankle or did Taylor play that well? If you play him again, it's a totally different Watt. That's partially true.
It might be a mix of both, I think.
But Juwan Taylor was playing through an issue, a hamstring of his own. So I think that is at this state of the season. This goes back to how we opened the show. Give me 2 weeks off. Give Juwan Taylor 2 weeks to not be a banged up 17, or I guess now 16 game starter for this team when all of your offensive linemen are all playing through everything. All of your defensive linemen are all playing through something. The Chiefs are going to be significantly healthier by that point. Watt will be weeks removed from the injury healthier, barring something else, because they're still playing games they need to win. But the Chiefs are going to be the team that is rejuvenated health-wise, while T.J. Watt will be coming off another playoff game if they do meet up with the Chiefs.
Well, and
again,
are we sure that he's not going to play against the Bengals this weekend?
No, I'm not sure.
Because I think that's another thing, too.
It's a good question.
He's really not going to have any rest, essentially, unless they rest the starters for whatever reason. But I think that there's still seeding potentially up for grabs, right? I believe there is, where they could fall back to six, I think.
Yeah,
the Chargers could go up to five.
There's a little shuffling there, and that whole Saturday, the AFC North Saturday, is a little odd. And I honestly, once I saw that the Chiefs were free and that I wasn't going to have to reschedule my Saturday plans, that was the win that I needed yesterday. And I'm taking my victory lap on that one. There's also a text here asking about if Kingsley and Wanya Morris could be a future right tackle. Wanya looked good over there, again, in very briefly for Juwan Taylor a couple of weeks ago. But I don't know. The Andy Reid and Andy Heck both continue to kind of project a little bit of optimism regarding those guys. And I'll tell you this, months ahead of this conversation, I don't think drafting a tackle at 30 or 32 or whatever, I don't think that's going to solve the problem as instantly as people would like to believe. Kingsley was a conversation at the end of the first round. And so I might have a little more hope regarding Kingsley and Wanya long-term than most. But right now, I'm the one holding out hope for DJ Humphreys to come back and make a good performance in Week 18 before maybe giving the Chiefs their best front five for the first time this season come the divisional playoff round.